The Daily Cut, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Georgia Kerrigan. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. It's April, which means Northwestern hosted its first Wildcat Day yesterday for admitted students. The next will take place on April 15th, with prospective students looking to finalize their college decisions by May 1st. In other admissions-related news, Northwestern announced that they admitted 93 Questbridge Match Scholars this year. With additional applicants who were not matched anywhere but were accepted by regular decision, the Northwestern Class of 2028 includes 140 Quest Scholars so far. This marks a 34% increase since the fall of 2020. Additionally, first-generation college students make up 16% of the university's early admits this year. This is a 2% increase since 2021. Evanston City Council said it would support opening housing for migrants seeking emergency shelter. However, the logistics of this housing have yet to be ironed out. City staff responded with hesitation to a proposal to house up to 65 migrants at the two-story building at 1020 Church Street. The plan would require Evanston to apply for a projected $2 million grant from Cook County. Though this application does not require it, Evanston would need City Council approval for the housing initiative to begin. Some council members expressed concern over the uncertainty of the plan, opposing attempts to fund the project before specifics have been decided. Yesterday, the Civilian Office of Public Accountability released footage of gunfire between Chicago police and a 26-year-old man. The shooting occurred last month in Humboldt Park and resulted in the death of Dexter Reed. The video shows officers firing at Reed 96 times in 41 seconds. Reed died from his wounds. In a news conference, Mayor Brandon Johnson called the footage, quote, deeply disturbing, unquote, and said the officers involved in the shooting are on a 30-day administrative leave. Yesterday, millions of people in Mexico, 15 U.S. states, and eastern Canada witnessed a total solar eclipse. The eclipse followed a path of totality that stretched over 100 miles across the continent. U.S. cities along the path of totality included Dallas, Texas, Idabel, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and Paducah, Kentucky. Taking a look across the globe, Simon Harris took office yesterday as the youngest ever Prime Minister of Ireland. Further east, southern Russia has declared a state of emergency after severe flooding. Thousands have evacuated their homes and are struggling to find drinking water. In other national news, Israeli forces withdrew troops from southern Gaza. Despite pulling out the troops, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that a date has been set for an offensive attack in Rafah. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Georgia Kerrigan. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast, Friday at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnurnews.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.